Now to sports with our sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So there's some iconic rivalries in college football coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, definitely. For me personally, I played football at the University of Rhode Island. If we lost every other game in a season, but we beat Brown, then it was a successful season. They play this weekend at 12:30, so I'm looking to that one.
That's also a Division AA. That's not in the college polls. It's sort of
correct.
Second
Division
tier.
Division I AA.
Hey. It's not second tier to Ibrahim,
third
John.
Tier.
So there's a similar matchup this weekend. It played the University of California, Berkeley, Cal. They're the Bears, who last week lost big to Oregon. They dropped number 6 in the AP poll to number 25. No matter what happens in the season for Cal, if they manage to beat USC, the University of Southern California, who is ranked 7 in both the AP and the USA Today polls, they're a powerhouse football program led by Pete Carroll that's always in the hunt for the national championship. So this is the deal. Cal must beat USC this weekend, and I predict that they actually will. This is one of the premier matchups in college football and one that's well worth watching. And also in the Ivy League, the undefeated Cornell heads into a big test this weekend against undefeated Patriot League champion powerhouse Colgate. And that's a really interesting game. And then as rivalries go, we know we love rivalries.
This is a big one.
This is a big one. There's nothing like a battle for Michigan to get the blood boiling. It's undefeated. The undefeated Michigan Wolverines face a better than expected Michigan State team. And here is Michigan State Trojans head coach.
Spartans.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Spartans.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't want to.
Spartans.
Mark D'Antonio, and this is what he had to say about it.
It's a state rivalry. I think it's pretty well documented. This place is, this state is drawn either green or blue pretty much. And so there's a lot of people involved in this rivalry, and it's very exciting, I think, for everybody who's ever played in this.
So Michigan State is the green,
right?
And the Michigan Wolverines are the
go blue.
Go blue. And I expect Michigan to take this one in a nail biter because it's a rivalry game, so it's going to be close. And then it's also a big game with Oklahoma, an early favorite for the national championship. They're going to be going against Miami, who dropped down in the rankings last week after a tough loss to West Virginia. And here's what Oklahoma safety Sam Proctor had to say about that game.
Definitely trying to build on it, you know, too. Shutouts against, you know, some worthy opponents, but Miami will be probably some of the best competition we've seen all year, so we'll really get to see where we're at.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of people on their sofa with bowls of popcorn this
Miami
weekend.
Miami can surprise, though.
I agree. Sure. I think Miami's going to take this one. I think it's going to be – they're
really?
Going to redeem themselves after last week. And briefly, if we want to just say the Tigers lost last night, and they now they're up to the Minnesota Twins.
So it's still in play.
Exactly. So now it's 2 games, and it's 3 games left. The key
Central
thing,
Division.
Central Division.
The
of
AL
the,
Central
exactly.
Division.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks to the Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.